Okay, we are talking tonight about an interesting question that emerged in the beginning of the parsha by Yishlach, and it's a question that that many ask and struggle with in different ways. The broader question is one of when is the Ribono Shel Olam kibyachol allowed to break his promises? If God says something is going to happen, so when is he allowed to renege? When is God allowed to sort of pull back a little bit? The reason why it comes up is because the Torah tells in the beginning of this week's parasha, Vayira Yaakov Ma'od Vayitzer Lo, that Yaakov is about to confront Esav, and Yaakov becomes, the Torah tells us, very scared. Why is Yaakov very scared? So many of the Mefarshim explain, he's about to go up against Esav. Esav is a very powerful guy. Esav has a reason why he really wants to kill Yaakov, and Yaakov is scared. Yaakov is scared because of Esav. The Gemara in Maseches Brachos asks a question on Yaakov. How can Yaakov be scared? Hare, the Torah told us in the end of last week's parasha that God promised Yaakov, I'm going to protect you wherever you go. God gave him a direct promise, don't worry, I'm going to take care of you. And yet Yaakov is still scared. Why is Yaakov scared? What exactly is going on? The Gemara tells us that Yaakov knew what the Ribono Shel Olam said was true, but he was concerned maybe he messed up. Maybe he would sin. And Yaakov was nervous, as a tzaddik often has this certain sense of yira, this certain concern. Maybe I'm going to mess up. So Yaakov thought that even though the Ribono Shel Olam promised me, don't worry, I'm going to protect you, he was still a little bit scared. You know what? Maybe I messed up and Hashem is no longer going to protect me. That's what the Gemara says. According to the Gemara, what emerges then seems to be as follows. If the Ribono Shel Olam tells us he's going to do something good for you, so it's not guaranteed. But it may depend a little bit on whether you're going to continue to be pious and continue to be worthy, or you're not going to be worthy. The Rambam asks a question on that Gemara. The Rambam asks the following question. Says the Rambam, wait a minute. According to that Gemara in Brachos, even when we are told, when a tzaddik is told, that it's something good's going to happen, it's still not 100%. But the Gemara in Brachos told us differently later on. The Gemara in the first paragraph in Daf Zayin, there the Gemara told us that whenever there's a prophecy, whenever there is a nevuah, and that nevuah is for something which is good, it can never be undone no matter what. Bad nevuahs can be undone. A bad nevuah, that's like Ninveh, you're going to be destroyed, and then you can come along and you can do tshuva and undo it. But a good nevuah can never be undone. Let's just pause it for a second. The Rambam asks the following question. Why was Yaakov scared? Even if he would have sinned, even if it is messed up, doesn't the Gemara tell us whenever God makes a promise to us, whenever God tells us through prophecy that you are going to be good, that you're going to be taken care of, it can never be canceled. So why is Yaakov scared? Maybe he was going to sin, and maybe the Ribono Shel Olam was not going to protect him. One, two, and... We'll give two answers to that. One is a Maharal in the beginning of this week's Parsha, and the other is a famous comment of the Rambam that requires a bit of explanation. The Maharal suggests as follows. There is a difference between two kinds of comments, two kinds of pieces of information the Ribono Shel Olam gives us. One is called Nevuah, full prophecy. Nevuah, argues the Maharal, is something which can never be undone. That's why the Maharal points out, this is Stam fascinating, Nevuah is often formulated in past tense, as if it already happened. Because Nevuah is so much guaranteed, it's as if the event is already, it's already occurred. As if the event is totally, totally there. What's going on with Yaakov Avinu? So the Maharal understands that that was not a Nevuah at all. That was something else called a Haftacha. A Haftacha is some sort of an insurance that a person gets based on their level of piety. Based on their level of piety. It's a statement to the person, if you continue to be good, then you will be worthy of this. Those, the Maharal points out, are often said in future tense, in Lashon Asid. It's telling the person, if you continue to be good, it'll all be covered. So the Maharal suggests that there are two different kinds of statements that Ribono Shel Olam gives. One of them is ironclad, it can never be undone. That's a nevuah. And there, the Ribono Shel Olam Dafka refers to it in past tense, as if it already happened. But there's something else called a Haftacha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, you are going to be protected, you'll be worthy of this. But there it said in future tense, and that's the kind of statement where Hashem tells us, that's based on you, and exactly what you're able to cover. The second answer is out of the Rambam, and the Rambam's answer is in the Hakdamah to Paris on Mishnah. It's a little bit of a famous Rambam. The Rambam writes the difference as follows. When every Navi gets information to share with Klal Yisrael, that he has to share with, that, says the Rambam, can never be undone. But whenever you get direct prophecy, and it's something about you, so Yaakov heard from Hashem directly something about him, that can be undone. The Rambam suggests the difference is, if you tell the Navi, and the Navi then is to tell Klal Yisrael, so once you share it with Klal Yisrael, it can never be undone. But if it's to the Navi himself, that could be undone. Why the chiluk between them? Why the difference? So the Rambam seems to say, and the Tzlach elaborates on this for the following reason. We have to have a way to find out, is a Navi a good Navi? Is he honest or is he not honest? Is it a real Navi or not a real Navi? Navi MS, Navi Sheker. How are you going to find it out? When it comes to bad things, so if you do tshuva, Hashem's going to cancel it. So what happens? In order to be able to know, was it a good Navi or not, we have to have a way of testing the Navi. How do we test the Navi? Whenever he says something good, that the Ribbono Shel Olam told us is going to be there no matter what, it can never be undone. Whenever he says something good, it can never be undone. It's a way of us knowing the Navi is a real Navi. His word, that's what happens. But says the Tzlach, that's not necessary when you are the Navi hearing it from Hashem. Yaakov doesn't need a proof that he's a real, that it's actually true. Yaakov's hearing it from Hashem directly. He's not doubting, was it Hashem or not Hashem? He knows it's Hashem. And therefore, he has no reason whatsoever to try to understand it. There is no reason whatsoever to question it. Let me chazer what we saw so far, so we can just add in one additional point. We're trying to deal with the following question. When Hashem tells a Navi something, when Hashem tells someone something, when do we assume it's ironclad, and when can it be changed? What we've seen so far is as follows. When it comes to Nevuah, if the Ribbono Shel Olam tells you something bad is going to happen, that could always be undone. Could be undone, the Rambam writes, because you do tshuva. Could be Hashem decides to be more compassionate. Could be you have more zchuyos. Those are all something bad happening, that God could change. What about when God tells you something good? Could that be undone? On the one hand, the Gemara says no, but Yaakov, the Gemara all tells us, seems to think that maybe it could. The Maharal says it depends. Was the good thing a nevuah? Was it a prophecy that can't be undone? Or more of a haftacha, a statement which is contingent upon your actions? The Rambam suggests differently. A good statement that relates to third parties, that could never be undone. If I tell the Navi, I say to Herschel, he's a Navi, tell them, and once it's about them, that can never be undone. But if it's about him directly, that could change. According to what we've seen so far, Yaakov was totally justified in questioning whether Hashem was going to, again, quote unquote, break his word. Whether Hashem was going to say, I'm going to protect you, then Yaakov was no longer going to be worthy, and that was a legitimate concern, because either it was a haftacha, or it was said based on him. Rav Elchanan Wasserman, Rav Elchanan, in the back of Kovei Tzaharos, has short statements on Agadata. And Rav Elchanan points out a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam here says Yaakov was justified. What Yaakov was concerned of made sense. Maybe he was going to sin, maybe he wasn't going to get it. But in Shmona Prakim and Perek Zayin, the Rambam writes that Nevi'im, the Gemara Nedarim and Lamed Ches, Nevi'im are very chashuv and worthy people, but they still, says the Rambam, can mess up sometimes. You know what's an example of a Navi messing up sometimes? Yaakov got scared of Esav. Sounds like, says Rav Elchanan, that there the Rambam's critiquing Yaakov for being scared. So which is it? Was he justified for being scared because maybe he sinned and maybe he's no longer worthy? Or is Yaakov deserving of being critiqued for being scared? What is it? Was Yaakov justified or not justified? Answers Rav Elchanan, both. About one thing Yaakov was justified, about one thing he wasn't justified. Yaakov was right that when Hashem told him, I'm going to protect you, that was not ironclad. That could have been undone if he would sin. If he would sin, it would totally be undone. But, says Rav Elchanan, even without a divine promise, even if God's word in that sense would not have been binding, Yaakov still should have had bitachon. Yaakov still should have trusted in Hashem that Hashem would protect him. And that's what the Rambam critiques. The Rambam in his Hakdamah to Paris on Mishnah is trying to describe why Yaakov didn't believe Hashem anymore. Answer, because maybe his fate was going to undo God's word. But he still should have had a sense of bitachon. He still should have trusted in the Ribono Shel Olam that Hashem would protect him. One of the questions, to chaz a little bit what we spoke about tonight, one of the things that comes up often are how we know when Hashem tells a Navi something, when is it ironclad, when is it not ironclad? This is part of a larger discussion in the Rambam for how you know if a Navi is a true Navi or a fake Navi. In order to be a good Navi, it has to be testable, it has to be a way of checking, is the Navi what he's saying true or not true? So the standard way we check, if he says something good, we assume it's there forever. If he says something bad, that could be undone. But we saw a little bit of nuance here, the Maharal distinction between a Haftacha and a Nevuah, and the Rambam in his Hagdamah, the Peirush Mishnah, whether it's to the Navi about the Navi or to the Navi about others. We assume what the Ribono Shel Olam says definitely could always happen, but sometimes, depending on how Hashem says it, there may be the ability for not to totally be sure. Definitely one lesson just here to think about for a second. Yaakov, despite his incredible piety, right after he's able to say to Lavan, "Im Lavan to Esav, Im Lavan gardi v'tarik mitzvah shamarti," he was so confident he kept Torah mitzvos, he was still scared for the future. He was still somewhat nervous, will I be able to maintain this level of spirituality? Will I be able to maintain it? And many, many holy people live life like that. They live life with a sense of confidence that what they've done till now has been very, very good and very, very strong. But they also live cautious but confident. A little bit cautious, will I be able to keep it up? Guys, have a wonderful night.